after an opening like that, one once wonders if they should just give the benediction.
当我们有这样一个开头的时候，现在我们其实就可以祝福。
It always makes it easier for a speaker when he wakes up the congregation before you begin to speak.
对于一个讲员来讲，如果有人在这个之前已经把大家都唤醒的话，这是非常容易的。
And I thank Lawrence for that anointed, enthusiastic opening.
感谢 Lawrence 弟兄这么一个鼓舞人心的这样一个开头。
We need that.
我们需要这样的开头。
Because by nature, we love darkness and death rather than life and light.
因为在我们的本性里面，我们喜欢的是黑暗跟死亡，我们并不喜爱光明。
And we can be saved for many, many years, and yet we can wake up in the morning deader than a doornail, very dead.
我们可能蒙恩得救很多年之后，每天早上起来还是这样的非常的没有能力。
The church is truly a glorious entity with many members.
教会是荣耀的教会，有许多的肢体。
And each member in the body has a part to play.
每一个肢体在教会中都有它要尽的功能。
There is no insignificant members in the body.
在神的身体里面，没有一个肢体是没有作用的。
And one of the things we all need to learn, and I above all,How to appreciate every single member in the body.
有一件事我们需要学习的，就是来感激在主里的每一个肢体。
We might not like some of the things that each other do.
也许我们不喜欢各自所做的事情。
Sometimes we do not even like what someone else wears.
甚至我们不喜欢其他一个肢体的穿着。
Does not take much to turn us off.
不需要很多的事情就可以让我们心里面完全的沮丧。
But the day we receive every single member in the body with all their warts is the day the Lord begins to take us to another level.
当有一天我们可以在主里面接受每一个肢体的时候，神就可以把我们带到另外的更高的层次。
Every brother and sister in Christ, God has sovereignly stooped down and reached out, called and saved.
每一个在主里面的肢体，神都在他的主权里面到这里来呼召，而且来拯救。
God feels that every person that he has saved is very, very precious to his son.
对神来讲，每一个得救的肢体对他儿子来说都是这样的宝贵。
And may together we learn to accept, appreciate, and come to that place of loving one another.
让我们也这样来学习，来接受，来感激每一个彼此，来互相来感激。
And that is the glorious church.
那时候就是荣耀的教会。
And everything in life is pointed to there being a glorious church.
其实在我们生活里面，每一件事都来指向这个荣耀的教会。
We fight it, we kick against it, we try to reform it, conform it to our image, and yet God will have a glorious church like His Son.
我们经常拒绝，经常用脚来踢刺，经常把教会要做成我们自己想要的那样的形式，但是神他荣耀的旨意要在这里来完全的得实现。
If it seems a little bit warm in this morning, let me just paint you a little picture.
今天早上似乎是比较的炎热，但是我给大家看来讲一幅图画。
I think Lawrence and I were the only ones that knew that we had to have clothing for the equator.
Lawrence 跟我们都知道我们的衣着要预备，有的时候要去赤道那个地方。
This is the dress they wear when you go to the meeting in the Philippines.
在菲律宾那里聚会的时候，我现在这身衣着就是在那里的衣着。
And Lawrence is from the Philippines, and my wife is from the Philippines.
我的妻子还有 Lawrence 弟兄都是从菲律宾来的。
But here's the picture, and I've painted it before to you, and that is on the equator in Africa.
我曾经给大家描述过这幅图画，就是在非洲，在赤道那里。
On Lake Victoria, which is right on the equator,
在维多利亚湖，就是在赤道上的一个湖。
The meeting place is under a thatched roof.
在那里，我们聚会的地方就是在一个树枝搭的草屋下。
There is no electricity on these islands.
在这个岛上没有电。
There is no air conditioning.
没有空调。
All the gatherings are there under the equatorial sun.
在那里的聚会都是在赤道的那个正午的太阳下面。
And the saints are able to worship.
但是那里的圣徒一样来敬拜。
So may the Lord just give us grace this morning to bear up.
所以愿意神给我们有恩典，今天早上我们可以来忍受。
And may the Lord warm our hearts.
也愿意神来温暖我们的心。
Open your Bibles this morning to Revelation chapter 11, 15.
让我们打开圣经。启示录十一章十五节。
We're going to continue this thought of this victorious life.
我们要继续这个思想，就是荣耀的教会。
And I don't know if there is a better verse in the Bible.
我不知道在圣经里面有没有更好的章节。
Other than the one that our brother Elliot mentioned around the Lord's table this morning.
就像艾利尔弟兄在波饼聚会所提到的那个章节。
Then, Revelation 11, verse 15.
启示录十一章十五节。
Revelation 11, 15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there arose loud voices in heaven, saying, The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever.
第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说，世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要做王，直到永永远远。
Now we know, I think that, and we look forward to when Jesus is going to reign.
我想我们都这样来期望，来盼望主耶稣做主掌权。
What often is not known is that God's plan, that is everyone in this room, God desires that we reign with him.
但是也许我们不知道，今天在这个房间里面的每一个人，神让我们每个人与他一同来做主做王。
So we live on a very earthly level.
所以我们的生活是在很低的属地的光景。
Because of that ignorance and sometimes even rebellion.
因着这个无知，有的时候我们就是来悖逆。
For example, in Laodicea, Revelation 3:21,
比如在老底家教会。
It's interesting. Jesus is talking to a very carnal church.
在那里，神是对着一个非常神圣的教会。
They are blind. They are naked.
属肉体的教会。Sorry.
They are blind. They are naked. They are poor.
他们瞎眼，他们赤身。
In absolute darkness.
他们是在完全的黑暗里面。
And yet Jesus gives this great ray of hope in verse 21. He who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne.
但是在第三章二十一节，那里却有一个非常鼓励人的一节圣经，说得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐。
And then in Revelation 22:5 again.
然后在启示录二十二章第五节再一次的。
Revelation 22:5, and there shall no longer be any night, and they shall not have need of the light of the lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God shall illumine them, and they shall reign forever and ever.
二十二章五节，不再有黑夜。他们也不用灯光日光，因为主神要光照他们，他们要做王，直到永永远远。
When you start talking about forever and ever, it makes 80 years on this life very, very short.
如果我们提到永远这件事情，地上的80年与永远相比是完全的可以忽略。
And then Ephesians 1:9-10.
然后以弗所书
Ephesians 1, verses 9 and 10.
以弗所书第一章九节跟十节。
Verse 9, he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his kind intention, which he purposed in him, with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of times, that is, summing up all things in Christ, things in heaven, and things upon the earth.
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
God has this ultimate secret, his will.
神至高的奥秘就是他的旨意。
And what is that will?
那他的旨意是什么呢？
It is the summing up of everything in heaven and on earth in His Son, His beloved Lord Jesus.
就是使天上地上一切所有的在他的爱子基督里面同归于一。
And the good news is we are very much a part of that.
感谢神，我们应该很欢喜快乐，因为我们在这个计划之中是有份。
There is this mystery of God's will.
这里有神奥秘的旨意。
And God wants to sum up everything in His Son.
神要在他的儿子里面使所有的都同归于一。
In order that He might reign forever and ever.
所以他可以作王，一直到永永远远。
And it's the glorious church which is the vehicle.
那荣耀的教会就是这个让这件事成就的。
We're the means.
我们就是他的方法。
Fallen man.
这些堕落的人。
And this ultimate, everything coming into subordination to God.
那这个至高的旨意就是所有的都来降服在他儿子里面。
And God connects these two with this glorious church.
那神就让这两方面借着荣耀的教会合在一起。
The messenger,
就是神的使者
the one who manifests this end.
我们就是要来彰显神他自己。
Before we continue, let's just have a further word of prayer.
让我们继续之前再有一些祷告。
Father, we're thankful for the Lord's table this morning.
父啊，我们感谢您，让我们今早有饼杯的聚会。
It is truly a table of victory.
确实这是得胜的桌子。
One man overcame living for 30 years in a dysfunctional home.
一个人在这个地上30年却完全的得胜。
Where there was sibling rivalry.
我们曾经是他的仇敌。
Fallen parents.
曾经是堕落的父母。
Even the early death of the father.
甚至他父亲的早逝
But all the time victory.
但是在所有的事上他都得胜有余
And then there was a life of victory.
主啊，有一个得胜的生命
Over a religious environment.
在这个宗教的环境里面
That was always accusing.
总是有指责
Living in a world that is unfair with fallen leaders.
在这个不平等的世界里面有这样堕落的掌权者。
An environment in nature that often was very violent.
在这个环境里面人的天性里面都是这样的暴虐。
And even the powers of hell trying to storm him and to cause him not to subordinate to his father.
甚至阴间的权柄都在这里。要让他不遵守父的旨意。
And we're thankful that in all things he did nothing of himself.
但感谢神，因为他在所有的事上没有为着自己做任何的事。
In all things he subordinated himself to the Father.
在所有的事上，他都来顺服父的旨意。
And therefore was victorious.
因此他已经得胜。
Even the victory of the cross.
甚至在十字架上也是得胜。
Even the victory over the grave.
甚至在坟墓里面也得胜。
So we thank you, Lord, that as we even fellowship now, we fellowship from a place of victory.
今天我们在这里交通是在得胜的地位上。
May we be open to your life this morning.
愿意我们今天来向您的生命敞开。
And hear from you.
听到您自己的声音。
Pour out your anointing for this hour.
愿意您在下面的这个小时恩膏来膏我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
How are we going to get to this place where everything bows down to the Father?
我们怎样来到达这样一个地步，就是万有都在神面前屈膝。
The prayers this morning around the table included every knee will bow in heaven and earth.
今天早上的诗歌里面说，天上地上万膝都要跪拜。
And even below the earth, that which is against God is going to bow.
甚至在地底下面那些反对神的都要来向神屈膝。
We are the ones who have been called to bring things into subordination.
我们就是那一般被呼召来向他顺服的。
Bring everything under the throne.
把宝座上的带到我们的地上。
That which was lost in the garden.
那就是在伊甸园里面所失去的。
Where man decided to do something in and of his own will.
当人开始在自己的意愿里面来做自己的事。
But God's will was not thwarted.
但是神的旨意不可能被
Hidden in his heart was a secret of his will.
在他心的深处就是他那奥秘的旨意。
What man failed in doing, my man, the Son of God, will accomplish.
虽然我们失败了在神的旨意上面，但是属神的人要完全的成功。
And he will accomplish it perfectly.
而且他是完全的完成了神的旨意。
And he did.
他已经做到了。
But where do we come in?
那我们什么时候进到这个
同伴？What is our role?
我们的角色是什么？
Is our brother, as our brother said, are we born again to die and go to heaven? Is that it?
就像弟兄刚才提到的，我们重生得救，难道只是不下地狱而已吗？
Brothers and sisters, when we are born again, our spirit has yielded at least for a few seconds to the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们得救的时候，真实里面，我们其实有一点点的时间是把自己完全降服在神里面。
And during that flash of second, we experience God's life coming in us.
也许就那几秒钟，但是我们可以感受到神的生命进到我们里面。
And many times we say things like, I want to follow the Lord all the way.
有的时候我们口里面讲，我愿意跟随主一直到底。
But man is tripart. He has not only a spirit, he also has a soul and he has a body.
但是人呢，却是有三部分，有灵，有魂，还有体。
I believe everyone hearing my voice this morning knows that our soul is quite insubordinate to the Spirit of God.
如果您今天听到我在这里讲话的话，可能会感受到，其实我们的魂是不足够来在灵里面有任何的功用。
We have emotions that run rampant.
我们的感情经常是照着完全相反的方向来走。
We have a mind of our own.
我们有自己的心思。
And you can look at the smallest little child, they have a will of their own, very, very stubborn.
虽然那些很小的婴儿，他们也是那样的固执，有自己的意愿。
And God takes a lifetime to work in us until our will is broken, our mind is the mind of Christ,And our emotions are subordinate to His.
但是神却有办法来破碎我们，让我们的心思、感情跟意志都可以来向他降服。
Our emotions become the very zeal and passion of the Lord Jesus.
让我们的感情可以为着主耶稣而热心。
Now this doesn't happen in a day.
这个并不是一天就成就的。
It took 80 years for Moses to really come in line with this.
对摩西来讲，神花了80年时间让他进到这个里面。
Over 100 years for Abraham and Jacob.
对于亚伯拉罕跟雅各，神花了超过100年时间。
Remember that tough 13 years that God worked in Joseph's life there in Potiphar's house and in prison before ascending to the throne.
还记得吗？约瑟当年13年在波提乏的手下，而且被投进监狱。神在那里磨练他。
And what did he have to do in Job's life?
他神又如何在约伯的身上来做呢？
Brothers and sisters, we're not above any of these people.
弟兄姐妹们，我们并不比这些人更高。
If any one of you this morning, including myself, if we think together that we do not have a soul life that fights against God, that's an enemy against God in one sense, we are only lying to ourselves.
弟兄姐妹们，在这里的每一个人，包括我自己，如果我们觉得自己的魂生命完全没有跟神相争，完全没有不对神顺服的话，那我们是在谎言里面。
Sisters, it's not just your fathers or your husbands that are insubordinate.
对于姐妹们，并不是你的丈夫或者父亲来悖逆。
And brothers, it's not just your parents and your sisters or wives that are insubordinate.
弟兄们，并不是你的父母或者你的妻子不顺服。
This nature of ours in our soul is dead against God.
在我们里面这个本性对着神是死的，是反抗的。
And to soften this takes a deep, deep work of the cross.
让这个生命可以软弱下来，神要做很深很深的工作。
Which simply means crossing me out.
就是要把自己除掉。
And it constantly takes much repentance, daily repentance.
这个需要我们每天的悔改。
Until we can yield, as Romans 13:1-2 says, to all of God's delegated authority around us.
直到在罗马书13章所讲的，我们来顺服一切掌权的神所定下来的。
And that authority, delegated authority, is often very, very fallen.
虽然有些神所定的那些掌权者非常的败坏。
Very, very unfair.
非常的不公平。
So we cannot make excuse, but you don't know my boss.
虽然我们这样，但是不能有借口。
But you don't know my husband, he's unsaved.
不能说我的丈夫，因为他还没信主。
You don't know my wife, she always is nagging at me.
你不知道我的妻子，她总是在那里唠叨。
No excuses.
没有借口。
We have been born again to submit.
我们重生是为了来顺服。
And once God deals in us to a degree that there is a certain amount of Christ in me,
有的时候神做到一个程度，在我们里面会有一些基督的成分。
Now the Lord can connect me with another brother and sister.
然后神才能把我跟另外一个弟兄或姐妹连接在一起。
And at this point, you have two people who have subordinated spirit, soul, and body to the Holy Spirit, our Heavenly Father.
这个时候有两个人就可以一起在灵魂体里面彼此扶持，来向着神顺服。
And what are these two or three called?
那这两位或者三位在一起被称为什么呢？
The church.
教会。
And that's what we want to talk about.
这就是我们今天所要讲的。
We want to see our role corporately in getting to that place where the kingdom of this world is subordinate to the kingdom of God.
今天我们就要来看，作为一个团体，我们的角色是如何，如何使世上的国成为我主和主基督的国。
And it does not matter your age this morning, how young, how old,
并不在乎您今天或者是年长或者是年幼，
how rich or poor,
或者是富足或者是缺乏，
male or female,
或者是男性或者是女性，
what ethnic group,
或者你的种族。
As believers in Christ, we have one mission.
作为相信神的人，信主的人，我们只有一个任务。
To see that everything is summed up in Christ.
就是来看到所有的一切都在基督里面同归于一。
That everything in our life is submitted to Him.
就是在我们生命里面的每一件事都来向他顺服。
So this is constantly a personal thing that's going on every day.
对于我们来讲，这是每天发生的，是作为个人。
But at the same time, God has put us with a gathering of people.
但是同时，神也把我们放在一个聚集里面。
His church.
他的教会。
It's hard sometimes for me to use that word church.
很多时候我发现很困难要使用这个教会这个词。
It has been brought down into such a low state, we don't know the meaning of it.
有的时候这个词被用在一个很低的地位，我们甚至不了解它的意义。
Yesterday morning,
昨天的早上,
there was no church here in this building.
在这个建筑物里面并没有教会。
Why?
为什么?
Because there were no people.
因为这里没有人。
But today, the church entered this building.
但今天教会就在这个建筑里面。
God wishes to dwell in us.
神他愿意来居住在我们中间。
So this morning, in these few minutes left, I'd like to just ask this question a few times.
所以今天剩下的时间，我愿意问大家这样的问题。
What is the church?
教会是什么?
In Ephesians 1:23, we see the church is the body of Christ.
在以弗所书第一章第二十三节，我们看到教会是他的身体。
This is a parable. This is a picture.
这是一个比喻，这是一个图画。
God uses something very human that we can understand.
神用了许多属人的，让我们可以了解。
This human body.
就是我们属人的这个身体。
There is a head and there is a body.
有头也有身体。
The two function and operate together as one.
这两个部分是一起来成为一个整体来运行。
The head cannot express itself at all without the body.
如果没有身体，头不可能来彰显他自己。
The head needs, the Lord Jesus needs you.
主耶稣需要你。
Every one of you.
每一位。
If you're not functioning right, it's kind of like a withered hand.
如果我们没有尽功用的话，就像那个枯干的手。
Jesus, when he went through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we see all of these healing events.
在四个福音书里面，马太、马可、路加、约翰，我们看到主耶稣有许多的医治。
Because we are physical people, we are fallen people, we naturally move into the physical healing aspect of these miracles.
因为我们是物质所组成的，我们的心思意念也经常想到这些神的医治都是在物质里面。
But the physical healing had a much deeper an important lesson.
但是这些物质里面的医治却有许多更深的属灵的意义在里面。
There was a man with a withered hand. It's a picture of someone in the fellowship not functioning correctly.
这个枯干的手如果在我们今天的聚会里面就代表这个人他不能进功用了。
A hand that no longer was receiving instructions from the head.
这个手不能再从头收到任何的指示。
Acting independent.
他是自己在那里独立的来。
Another person was absolutely crippled, laying on a mat.
还有那个瘸子就完全的睡在那个褥子上面。
Again, insubordination to the head.
同样的，对于头他完全没有任何的顺服。
The man knew that he wanted to get up and walk.
这个人虽然头脑里面知道他要站起来行走。
But there was not the connection between the head and the legs to accomplish that.
但在他的腿跟头之间却没有那个交流。
Others had ears that did not hear.
有些人有耳朵但听不到。
Or a mouth that did not speak.
或者有口但不能说。
Aren't we glad our children can speak?
我们应该很高兴，因为孩子们他们可以正常的来哭。
But I will tell you something more than a baby that can scream and talk, begin to talk, is when they become subordinate to the Heavenly Father.
但是真正一个人开始啊来呼叫的时候，就是当他真正的来顺服天上的父神的时候。
That's what our prayer should be for all of our children.
那应该是我们为我们子女所做的祷告。
The church is God's manifestation.
教会就是神他的彰显。
The head can't walk without the body.
头不能没有身体在这里行走。
God wants you and I to be his mouth.
神愿意我们来做他的口。
He wants us to reveal his heart.
他愿意我们来显出他心里面的心意。
His compassion, his forgiveness.
他的怜悯，他的慈爱，他的饶恕。
But brothers and sisters, many of us walk around like we're quadriplegic. We are severed here in the cervical and there is no movement.
但我们就像那些全身瘫痪的人，只有头在这里，但身体却没有任何的动作。
There are no nerve impulses going to the head, and as a result, there is no nerve impulses going down.
没有神经把下面的信息传导到头，也没有神经把头的信息传导到身体。
Something has been cut off.
有些东西是被切断的。
And with us believers, it's often our self-life.
对于我们来讲，信神的人就是我们。活在自己里面。
Self-life that leads to sin and independence.
这个自己的生命就让我们在死里面，在离开神，不依靠神里面。
So this body of Christ shows us our connection to the head.
所以教会是他的身体，就让我们看到这样的连接。
In verse chapter 2 verse 15.
第二章第十五节。
We see here that the church is one new man.
在这里我们看到教会是一个新人。
Neither Jew nor Greek.
不是希腊人，也不是犹太人。
Nothing of our old nature.
并不是我们原来的那个本性。
Nothing of my old nature, nothing of your old nature, but a new man, this new Christ.
不是我们这个旧的本性，而是一个新人，是新的在基督里面。
God starts all over.
神他重新开始。
First with his son.
先是由他的儿子开始。
And then he starts all over. That's why we say born again.
然后他把一切都更新了，就如我们讲自己是重生的。
A second opportunity, responsibility.
是第二次的生，是第二次的机会。
I cannot bring my thoughts into the body of Christ.
我不能把我自己的想法带到基督的身体里面。
Clarify that, my unsanctified thoughts.
或者说我那个不洁净的思想不能带到这里。
My selfish thoughts.
我那个自私的想法不能带到这里。
Everything of myself has to come down, go down.
所有属自己的都要放下。
This new man is a plural being.
这个新人是一个新的组成。
And by myself, there is no whole, only a very small part, as our brother said around the table, only a small little pebble, a grain of sand.
我们里面是完全没有希望的。就像弟兄所提到的，我们只是那么小小的一个微小的一粒沙。
And then God takes that grain of sand and he justifies it.
但是这一粒这么小的沙，神却称它为义。
And then he sanctifies it. He sets it apart from the world. And the person says, I don't trust the world. I don't want to put my trust in this world anymore. I want to be baptized.
而且神把它分别为圣。这个人从这个时候就可以说，我与这个世界再也没有分，我与它分别。现在我要受浸，要归入主。
Baptism is when we say, I am going in another direction.
受浸代表的就是我现在要走的是另一个方向。
The fashion of this world, the economics of this world, the social life of this world, the entertainment of this world, the religious life of this world, I don't have any part of it.
这个世界上所有的宗教、文化、娱乐，一切的一切都跟我再没有关系。
I want to be connected with the head.
我现在要与头连接。
I want the head to flow down through me.
我愿意这个头在我里面来流通。
The joy of what is in the head, the Christ.
这个喜乐是在 投在主基督里面。
And the peace, and the humility, and the righteousness.
所有的平安、谦卑、公义都在他里面。
And the wisdom, and the holiness.
然后智慧、圣洁。
Pouring down.
都是从上面浇下来。
This is the church.
这是教会。
We have no input in it.
我们在这上面没有任何的
It comes out of resurrection life.
都是从这个复活的生命出来的。
And the 19th verse of that same chapter, we have another definition of the church. What is the church? Fellow citizens with the saints.
在这同一章的19节，我们是什么呢？我们是与圣徒同国的。
Brothers and sisters, where is your citizenship this morning?
弟兄姐妹们，你的国籍是什么？
Is it on this earth or is it in heaven?
是在地上的还是在天上的？
That is a huge, huge decision.
这是一个极大的决定。
Most believers live their life in the kingdom of this world.
许多信主的人，他们的生活完全是在这个地上的国度里面。
Don't want to be negative, it is a fact.
我不想消极，但这确实是个事实。
I've been saved for 20 years before I knew that there was a kingdom of heaven.
我得救了20年之后才发觉原来有一个天国。
I knew that I was going to heaven, but I did not know that there was this kingdom.
我知道我会去天国，但我却不了解这个天国。
This is where the king rules.
在天国里面，就是做王的，就是神。
Who is the king of your life this morning?
今天是谁做王来掌管你的生命呢？
This glorious church,
这个荣耀的教会，
is where there is one king.
在这里有一位王，
king of our families,
是在我们家庭里面做王，
king of our personal life.
在我们个人的生活里面做王
，King of our job，
在我们的工作上面做王
，King of our possessions，
在我们的财产上面做
，Everything has been released to the king，
每一件事我们都要把它交给这位做王。
This is a hard issue，
这是我们新的。
This is something that we do daily often，
这是我们每天都应该来操练的。
Yielding to the king，
就是来向王。
Because the kingdom of this world eventually is going to come under the king。Ship of God.
因为就算这地上的国，现在的君王，总有一天也要顺服在天上的君王面前。
As we see there in Revelation 11:15.
就像我们在启示录11章15节看到的。
We are daily a part of that.
每一天我们都在这里面有份。
But we have to release earthly things to the king.
但我们却要把地上的事情放下，来顺服天上的王。
When I think of the kingdom, It's quite easily just to draw the thought of king.
当我们想到天国的时候，很容易我们就想到这位做王的。
And subordinating ourselves to everything God has put in our life.
我们就可以向神在我们周围所安排的一切事来降服。
So brothers and sisters, each day life becomes a test.
弟兄姐妹们，这些每天的事情都成为我们的试验。
Every single day, there are things that are happening in our homes, at work, at school, that are testy.
在我们的家庭、工作，还有在我们的学业上面，都有这样的试验。
But it's through these tests, afflictions, sufferings, grief, it's the very thing God says, looks to see. Is my son responding in you?Is it the Holy Spirit that's coming out, or is it me?
在每一件这些试炼里面，有时候是苦难，有时候是痛苦，但神要看在我们里面的回应，是不是基督在我们里面回应，是不是圣灵在我们里面回应。
And we often kick against these things. The children of Israel did it for 40 years. They murmured about every single thing that was happening.
但是我们却经常用脚来踢这些事情，就像以色列人当时40年在旷野里面，每件事他们都抱怨。
God was literally in their midst, holding their hand, providing everything they needed, and they did not like it.
神当时就在他们中间，来拉着他们的手，来带领他们，但他们却看不见。
And that's why God could say to Moses when the children of Israel were murmuring,Moses, it's not against you. It's against me they are rebelling.
所以神曾经对摩西讲说这些百姓他们不是来反抗你，他们是反抗我。
When you and I do not have joy about the marriage, the workplace, the professors the Lord has put us under, then we are kicking against God and shaking our fists against the king.
如果在我们的婚姻在工作上面对着我们的教授，我们是这样的来悖逆，这样的来抱怨的话，我们其实是在反抗神。
So God has told us to pray.
所以神叫
Thy kingdom come.
所以神教导我们的祷告是愿你的国降临。
Lord, may the king, your king, the Christ, be ahead of the situation. I put it in your hands.
神啊，愿意主基督就是这位天国的君王。可以来在这里掌管，我愿意把自己交在他的手中。
The church, number four,
第四
is also God's household, verse 19.
也是在第十九节，教会是神的家。
Fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household.
是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。
This brings it down to earth. It's a picture again.
所以这件事对我们来讲非常容易理解，又是一幅图画。
It's a picture of family.
就是家庭。
The Lord is way up there. He is our elder brother.
他住在天上这么高的地方，但他却是我们的弟兄。
He wants to be a part of the family that we can share with him and he can share with us daily.
他愿意我们跟他是在这个家庭里面，他与我们，我们与他分享一切。
I know that's on a personal level, and then on a corporate level, we come together and we share with one another horizontally.
在个人上面我们是这样，但在我们彼此之间也是这样来分享，都是家里的人。
Family matters.
家庭是在第一位的。
Some need physical help.
比如我们物质上的健康。
Some need financial help.
有的是需要财务上的需要。
Most importantly, we all need spiritual encouragement.
但是更多的我们需要属灵里面的鼓励。
I'm always encouraged just by the Yes Group.
经常我被这些年轻人而鼓励。
It helps keep this tiring, aching old body young when I'm around these young people.
当我跟这些年轻人在一起的时候，我这个这么老的身体突然间就好像年轻了。
And there is hope.I see it as hope for the future.
而且这是那个永远的盼望。
The church has got to be carried, Christ and his church has to be carried to the next generation.
因为基督与教会一定要传到下一代。
And this is that hope.
这就是希望。
And as soon as they let go of everything on this earth, then the Lord will flood them.
当他们愿意摆下自己的时候，神要在他们里面来浇灌。
And young people, it begins withSubordinating to parents, subordinating to your school, instructors, subordinating to those older than you.
所以对年轻人来讲，要先对父母，然后在学习上面对你的这些老师，对于比你年长的人来学会顺服。
And it's at that state of obedience that the joy of the Lord begins to fill your heart.
当你在这样顺服里面的时候，神的喜乐要充满你。
Everything that you've been wanting and looking for is that simple. It's through this little key, obedience.
所有的一切的需要都能够通过这么一点点小小的，却是这么关键的事得着，那就是顺服。
And we come back to Romans 13:1, subordinating to God's delegated authority.
所以我们又回到罗马书13:1那里讲，神所立的所有的权柄都要顺服。
We also in verse 22,
然后在第22节,
in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit. The church is God's habitation.
你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
教
会是神居住的地方。
We know this lesson from Genesis 2.
我们从创世纪第二章可以学到。
Where we see in Genesis 2 that God coming down and visiting man.
在那里我们看到神他下来来与人来交通。
God created you and I for himself.
神创造了我们是为了他。
This is why he wanted to live in the wilderness with them.
所以他甚至愿意在旷野里面与这些人同住。
But they rebelled.
但是这些人却悖逆。
This is why David saw so clearly, a man after God's own heart, God wanted a temple, he wanted to dwell with man.
所以大卫他了解神的心意，就知道原来神要在人中间居住。
And when God can dwell in your heart, he has that habitation, he has that place.
如果神能够在你心里居住的话，他就找着一个居所。
Ephesians 3, verse 4.
以弗所书三章四节。
We see that the church is the mystery of Christ.
我们在这里看到教会是基督的奥秘。
The Bible speaks that there is the mystery of God. What is the mystery of God, Solomon? Christ.
神的奥秘是什么？所罗门答的是基督。
He answered before I even got the question out.
我这个问题还没问完，他就已经回答我了。
The mystery of God is Christ, but that secret has been revealed to everyone who wants to know God.
对于神这个奥秘，就是基督来讲，神已经启示给所有每一个愿意知道他心意的人。
And what is the mystery of Christ, Stephen?
基督的奥秘是什么？
Lemuel, what is that? That's close. Elliot,
让他做万有的头。
The church,
是教会。
The mystery of Christ is the church. What is the church? It's Christ. What is Christ? The church. You see, the church is not an institution.
基督的奥秘是什么？是教会。教会就是基督，基督就是教会。教会并不只是一个机构。
The church is Christ.
教会就是基督。
The church is God.
教会就是
God is spirit.
神就是神，就是灵的。
God is spirit.
神他是灵。
We have a born again spirit.
我们有一个重生的灵。
And this born again spirit coalesces with the spirit of God.
那我们这个重生的灵就与神的灵合在一起。
Is one with the Spirit of God.
我们这个重生的灵与神的灵是合一的。
That is the church, the body of Christ.
这就是教会，是主的身体。
It's a great mystery.
这是一个极大的奥秘。
But it's not a mystery to remain a mystery.
但是神其实并没有让它
it's to be,
愿意让它成
It's to be expounded.
因为这个奥秘是要被显出。
This is why when our brother Lawrence stood up here, he was enthused, that means in theos, in God.
所以劳伦斯弟兄上来的时候，他是这么的兴奋，因为他愿意把这件事把它显明出来。
The Spirit of God in man, the church.
当神的灵在人里面的时候，就是教会。
It's a great mystery.
这是一个极大的奥秘。
You know why it's a mystery to us, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姐妹们，为什么对我们有的时候成了奥秘？
Because you and I are very fleshly and we walk by sight.
因为我们很多时候是属血肉的，我们只是凭眼见。
And I can't see the spirit in my brother Haibing.
我不能看到这个弟兄里面的灵。
But as I was fellowshipping yesterday and we were praying together, I could smell the fragrance of Christ.
但是昨天当我们有一个聚会交通祷告的时候，我却能够闻到基督的馨香。
See, brothers and sisters, we got to quit looking at one another's weaknesses.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要停止来看对方的软弱。
You don't have to look at me very long, and you will see, ask my wife, there are many, many warts, many, many problems.
如果您像我的妻子一样，其实不用很久就能发现，在我里面有许多的征战，有许多的软弱。
But the Lord is doing something in us.
但是神却在我们里面来做。
And that's what we need to concentrate on.
所以我们需要集中在这件事上。
This is a great mystery.
因为这是一个极大的奥秘。
A mystery that is to be revealed.
这个奥秘需要被显扬出来。
And then in Ephesians 5,
然后在以弗所书第五章
verse 23,
第二十三节
we ask this question, what is the church?
我们再问这个问题，教会是什么？
And verse 23 gives us a great hint. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is head of the church, he himself being the savior of the body.
这里又给我们一个线索，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。
God uses many illustrations throughout the Bible for us to understand His church.
在圣经里面有许多地方用许多的图画让我们来了解教会。
And one of my favorites,
我最喜爱的
is the bride.
就是新妇。
Because it hits each one of us.
因为在心腹里面都包含我们每一个人。
We are all to be God's lover.
我们要一同成为神所爱的爱人。
That's more than just a servant.
这比一个仆人要更多。
When we think of the word agape love, we're talking about relationship.
当我们讲到从神的爱的时候，就是讲到这个关系。
We're talking about adoration. We're talking about commitment.
我们讲到颂赞，我们讲到奉献。
We're talking of oneness.
我们讲到的是合一。
Much more than oneness in body.
并不是在身体上的合一而已。
But oneness in soul, oneness in spirit.
而是在魂里，在灵里都是合一的。
Oh, the great, great masterpiece of God when we become one with Him.
神最伟大的杰作就是当我们与他完全合一的时候。
I'll stop for a minute.
我要先停一停。
We'll take a little break on the babies. Crying.
让这个孩子的哭闹可以让我们停一停。
2 weeks ago, my wife and I worked for 1 week with 10 babies every single day.
两个星期前，我与我的妻子与十个婴儿在一起来服侍他们整个星期。
And for the oldest was 14 months on down to 4 months.
最大的是14个月大，一直到三个月大。
I learned many lessons that week.
在那一周我学了很多的功课。
Very, very humbling.
让我非常的谦卑。
But, the lessons that I learned, one included grace.
但是还有一个功课我学到的就是恩典。
And what happens in a nursery is one begins to cry, and then the other 9 begin to cry.
在婴儿室里发生的故事是，只要一个婴孩开始哭，所有的其他都跟着哭。
And that's what's happening this morning.
这就是今天早上在那里正在发生。
The sisters are being nice to the babies.
服侍的姐妹们对这些孩子们非常的好。
So this is what I did.
所以当时我是这样做的。
After the first night, when there was about 4 workers and 10 babies, I sent out a plea that we needed 10 people for 10 babies.
第一天的时候有四个大人照顾十个孩子。这一天之后我就发出一个请求说我们需要有十个大人照顾这十个婴儿。
And the next night, we had 10 people.
所以第二天晚上我们有十个大人。
And the rest of the week went great.
所以这一周就非常的平稳了。
And whoever wanted to cry,Just took that baby out, took him for a walk.
所以不管哪个孩子哭，就有大人带着他到外面走一走。
thank the Lord for our nursery women.
感谢神为那些在婴儿室服侍的姐妹们。
One woman came up to me and apologized. She says, I know my baby is very, very difficult. I know it's been hard for you this evening.
有一个妈妈她对我事后对我说她说真感谢您我知道我的婴儿是很难带的。
And I had one question for this young woman. I said, Sister, were you able to hear the message tonight?
然后我就问这个姐妹说姐妹今天晚上你有没有听到
And she said, yes.I did. And she said, I said, did you enjoy it?
然后她说是的我听到了我就问她你有没有来享用这个信息
She said, I was very blessed.
她说我真的是蒙祝福了
I said, that's all the thank you that we need.
她就我就说这就是我需要的感谢
So thank you, sisters.
所以感谢那里的姐妹们
for taking care of the babies.
因为他们在那里照顾这些婴儿
The church is the bride of Christ.
教会是基督的心腹
And when the bride has made herself ready,
当心腹预备整齐的时候
the Lord will come.
主就会再来
And in every generation, the responsibility is up to us.
在每一个世代这样的职责就落在我们这样的人身上
Do you think God wants to come back and send his son to this earth right now? He wants to.
你觉得神是不是现在就要他要差遣他的儿子再来到这个世上？是的，他想的。
But he's waiting for us.
但是他却在等候我们。
To come to that place where he is the king.
直到一个地步，他的儿子是王。
Where he has a dwelling place.
或者他的儿子在我们里面可以居住。
Where we are family, that we want him to be very personal in our lives.
或者我们是一个家庭，让他成为我们的生命。
Where there is one new man, no argument.
或者是一个新人没有争执。
Oh, brothers and sisters, this is why it's a glorious church.
弟兄姐妹们，这是荣耀的教会。
And last, we get to Ephesians 6. The church is God's warrior.
最后我们来到以弗所书第六章。教会是神的精兵。
The church is to be a house of prayer.
教会应该是祷告的殿。
God has called us to pray in the kingdom.
因为神呼召教会来为国度祷告。
To pray the groom back.
来祷告让我们的新郎可以早点再来。
And all of this happens in a very practical way when you and I love one another.
当我们彼此相爱的时候这件事就成为实际。
God wants to sum up everything of his son in you.
因为神要所有的事都在他的儿子里面同归于先在你里面。
Sisters, don't worry about your husbands. God wants to sum up things in you.
姐妹们先不要去想你的丈夫因为神要先在你里面
让你来
顺服。
God wants to sum up everything in your life.
弟兄们神先要在你的生命里面让一切来归于基督。
God will take care of your wife.
因为神会来成就你的姐妹。
Young people, God will sum up everything in your parents.
年轻人神要让你的父母里面可以归于神。
God will deal with the discord in your family.
神会在你的家庭里面一切的难处上面来成就。
You be ready.
但是你要预备好。
You have oil in your lamp.
你要在灯里面预备油。
You be the church as God intended.
你要成为神所要造成的那个教会。
You be that member that is connected to the head.
你要成为那个肢体是与头有连接的。
You be that one new man that's not judging one another.
你要成为那个新人不是来彼此的来指责来论断。
And then when another person does that, now we have two. Now we have the church.
当另外一个也是这样的时候我们就有了教会。
I believe the most difficult thing in any assembly is for even a husband and wife to get this right.
在所有的聚集里面我相信最难最困难的事就是甚至在夫妻之间也不能合一。
So if I'm at discord with my family, and then I come and meet with someone else that's discord, you don't have a church without wrinkles. You have many wrinkles.
当我与我的妻子之间不对的时候我来到这个聚集里面跟另外一个也是出问题的人在一起就不可能是荣耀的教会，有许多的皱纹。
How we have to forgive one another.
我们真的是要彼此来饶恕。
My wife has to forgive me daily.
我的妻子每天都要饶恕我。
That's not an exaggeration. She has to forgive me daily.
并没有夸大，她每天都要饶恕我。
I can do something that can be very irritable.
有的时候我做一些事是非常的。
But
惹她生气。
If she fails to forgive me, I fail to forgive her, the Spirit of God is quenched.
但是如果我不能饶恕她，她也不能饶恕我的时候，圣灵就在那里担忧。
There is no glorious church then.
那个时候不会有荣耀的教会。
This is why people, I was thinking of Mahatma Gandhi this week, that statement when he said, I believe that the Christian virtues are quite noble.
Gandhi 这个人他曾经讲过他相信在基督徒里面的真正的美德是非常的尊贵的。
I have a great respect for Christianity.
他说我对于基督这个信仰是非常的尊重。
The teaching of Jesus.
对于基督的教导我非常的尊重。
But I don't see it in the disciples.
但是在他的门徒里面我却看不到。
And this happens often.
这个经常会发生。
Even in our own homes, we're not a testimony to one another.
甚至在我们的家里，我们都不能做这样的见证。
How do you practice to grow up into the image of Christ?
我们怎能被磨成神的形象呢？
In your home.
在家里。
Being kind and polite to one another.
对着彼此有恩慈。
Grateful for the smallest little things.
对任何的小事都心存感激。
And then,that life spreads out to others.
然后这个生命就可以彰显，可以传播到其他的地方。
The gospel is shared more by our life than our mouth.
福音更多的是用我们的生命来传，而不是用我们的口来传。
I think it's about time to have the benediction.
我想是该结束的时候。
May the Lord help us.
愿意神来帮助我们。
May we be that glorious church.
愿我们真正成为那荣耀的教会。
May we overcome even these little things like the children this morning.
让我们甚至在这些小事上，比如今晚今天早上吵闹的 baby 上面都得胜。
Life is about overcoming.
因为生命是要胜过死亡的。
And as we overcome,It's called maturing.
当我们得胜的时候，还有一个词就是成熟。
God says that we're to be perfect, even as He is perfect.
神曾经说过，我们要完全，像他完全一样。
Not perfect, meaning we'll never sin.
这个完全并不指我们再也不犯罪。
But maturing.
但是确实代表着
成熟。Coming into the fullness of Christ.
像基督那样的丰满。
Submitting everything to Him.
在任何事上都向他来
summing up all things in him
让所有的事在他里面同归于一
until the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of his Christ
直到世上的国也都成了主基督的国
Let's pray
让我们祷告
Father we do thank you for your word
父啊我们感谢您的话语
We thank you for the place that you have put us in the body of Christ
感谢您把我们放在基督身体这个位置里面
The place that you've put us in your purpose
因为在这个位置里面我们进入您的旨意
To bring in the king
我们要带来您做主做王
To manifest the beauty, the glory of the Lord Jesus on this earth
我们要来彰显在这个地上彰显主基督他的荣耀跟美丽
To demonstrate his nature and character to those around us
在周围的人中间我们来彰显您自己的性情
Beginning in our own homes.
在我们的家中开始
May we subordinate to all authority around us.
也愿意我们对所有的有权柄的都来顺服
And bring back that loss of subordination that was lost in the garden.
我们真是来恢复那失去的顺服是在伊甸园中所失去的
So that once again you reign over all.
让您再一次的在一切的事上都来做主做王。
May we all be that knee that bows today.
愿意我们的膝都在跪拜。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.